WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR, Assistant Director. Why do I even need to introduce you anymore? Just to say it, WBUR Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer, is here. It's the first Friday of the month. You know what time it is, folks.
We're getting to the point where I need no introduction. Wow.
Come on,
that's
Candace.
Legit.
But it's March.
Yes.
What do we got going on for this month? This month that brings us spring, St. Patrick's Day. I mean,
a lot of things.
It's a big one.
But it's also a long month. No observed holidays where we get any breaks. So I think like this is the month where like I really got to give people something to like go do. We got to go teach the people to learn something this month.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for learning.
Good.
We need that.
You know,
it's a nice way to socialize.
Try some new stuff.
In a productive way.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So all the recommendations this time are things to go out and do, but you probably haven't ever done them before.
Okay. Where are we starting?
First, we're going to take a trip to a place called, well, it's not really a place, but it's a pop-up called Bonsai Bar.
Bonsai Bar.
Yes. It's a pop-up beginner bonsai workshop class. And it is, the face Daryl is giving me is like, what the heck is this?
Whenever I hear about bonsai trees, I think about Mr. Miyagi.
I'm so glad you said that, because that is what this is. Essentially, this is a company, an organization that is in 8 states. They've created a bonsai tree workshop class that they host in different breweries and distilleries throughout the state. So
you can sip and snip,
sip and snip. Look at you. I love it. Yeah. And for those who don't know, bonsai is the art of growing trees, right? Or shrubs in like shallow containers. And it's like very careful and precise and methodical. And it takes years and years of like calm and patience and training to like basically grow it into like a mature tree, right?
Yeah.
And so not only do like plants give us joy and they like can purify our homes, you know, give us some clean, fresh air, but also they like are good for our soul.
Yeah.
Right? Like our mental health.
Yep.
In The Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi teaches Daniel how to do it because it's meditation.
Wipe your mind clean. Everything but tree. Nothing exists. Whole world. Only tree.
They teach 2 types of classes. They teach a beginner's workshop where you learn how to plant the tree, how to pot the tree, how to prune the tree. You get your own tree to take home. You get your own container to take. And then you have the benefit of supporting a local business. So you're at the brewery, you get your drinks. You can go with a group. You can go as a date night. And you get to like learn all about the core concepts of bonsai for 2 hours. And then the second class that they teach is maybe that bonsai is growing and you need to repot that sucker. You can come back and take a repotting class. So they'll teach you how to keep it alive.
I love this.
Yeah. This is so popular. Like almost every single date is sold out in March.
Damn.
But we've got 4 that are still open. So you're going to want to check the website. We've got 1 at the Commonwealth Wine School in Cambridge. We've got 1 in Burlington, Mass., 1 in Quincy, and then 1 in Roxbury, too. I really like that they're branching out into all of the different communities, supporting all different types of breweries and distilleries in Greater Boston. That feels good. That feels like we're giving back love to our homes.
So where's the website where people can get the information?
Bonsaibar.com.
Head over to bonsaibar.com for more information on that.
Yes.
Okay, where are we going next?
All right. How do we feel about arts and crafts?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a...
like, macaroni?
Well, we can all do that. I think so.
But
I feel like we need like a more elevated craft. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a creative person, but if you take me to a place where like you're going to show me all the things, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
And I've got a cool place. It's called Tutu Land Boston.
Tutu Land Boston.
And what they're known for is tufting. So it's an art form that uses yarn and fabric to create rugs, actually.
Ooh, I need a rug.
You need a rug?
I need a rug.
Okay, so then maybe we need to, like, get, like, a group outing to Tutuland because they give you all the supplies in-house, right?
Okay.
So they're giving you the yarn, the tufting needles, or the tufting gun, because depending on how big you want your canvas to be, you might need a tufting gun. You're getting your clippers, you're getting the cloth, and you're picking all your colors, you're picking your design, and you're creating a rug. This is a new thing, I feel like. Tufting has kind of creeped up after the pandemic. I feel like I've seen a lot of folks out there, like, creating their own rugs, going to some of these tufting shops.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is, like, you know, you can walk in, but a reservation is highly recommended. You've got your, like, own little stool. You've got your own canvas. And, like, they project whatever the design is that you want to do. It can be something you can create or one of the designs that they have in their, like, catalog. You project that design. You trace it. And then you just go and you start tufting. Again, I think this is a little bit, like, meditative. Like, you could get really into it with the needle or that tufting gun, you know?
I'm interested in the tufting gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a little afraid.
The great thing about it is you don't need to be scared because there's staff there, and the first thing they're gonna do is teach you how to tuft, right?
Yeah,
they're not just saying, hey, here's your equipment, see you later. You're gonna learn the entire process. So Tutuland Boston, created by four friends. It's over in Alston neighborhood. I think it would be kind of fun to try that out.
Tutuland Boston.
Yes, indeed.
In Alston, go check it out. Get your tufting on.
Get you tufting on.
Candace, we're going to take a break right here, but when we get back, let's get into your next recommendation and what we got going on in City Space.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with WBUR Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer. Okay, so Candace, we're talking about classes today.
Mm-hmm.
And you told us about Bonsai Bar,
mm-hmm.
where people can go and learn about taking care of a bonsai tree. And you also told us about Tutuland in Alston, where folks can go to tuft, which is like making a rug,
mm-hmm.
and they can do other crafts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we got for the third recommendation?
Okay, before we start with this one, I think we have to let the listeners in on a little secret.
Uh-oh.
You.
What'd I do?
Are a baker.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm an amateur baker.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amateur in a sense.
Right.
But I get busy.
But, like, you're into, like, the perfection. Like,
oh,
you're into,
yeah.
like, the craft.
Oh, yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I hate it.
Why?
I love cooking. I hate baking. But I found the perfect vehicle for me. People like me who, like, love eating treats, wish they could bake, but, like, they really suck at it and they do not have patience for science. You know, like, precision. It's not our thing. We want a free flow. This is the perfect thing. It's called in-house baking school.
In-house baking school.
Exactly. And this is might be the first time that I tell people they don't need to leave their home to go out. Because the cool thing about in-house baking school, which serves Greater Boston, is your instructor, JoJo Emerson, is coming to you.
What?
Yes. So she will work to create a baking class for you or for a group of your friends using your kitchen. She travels to you. She brings all of the supplies to you. She brings all of the cleanup supplies for you. And so you come in, you learn how to bake something, you get amazing, delicious baked goods by the end of the class, and everything is squeaky clean, and you're not using any of your pans either.
Damn.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool.
So I just did this, and my friends did a bagel making class. Something I would never even think
bagels
to
are on
do
my list.
On my own. It was so fun. It was like we were drinking, we were having lunch, and then we got into it. And I learned so much about how bagels are made, the science behind them. It was interesting. I learned how to mold them two different types of ways. It was incredible. JoJo actually worked for Forge Baking Company, which was is in Somerville, Massachusetts, and she's been baking forever. And she is just so, like, calm and patient and caring. And you can tell she just loves baking so much. And so she is willing to travel within 30 miles of Boston to teach an in-home baking class for you. And they do everything from cookies to cupcakes, baguettes, sourdough breads, you name it, they do it. They have 3-hour classes depending on technique.
So that's in-house baking school with JoJo Emerson as your teacher. Candace, let's bring it home.
Yes.
To City Space. What do we got going on?
All right. Do you like to sing?
Yes.
Do you like to sing in front of people?
Not sober.
Exactly. Right? Well, that just goes to show this is the perfect event for me to talk about. We are doing a karaoke night at City Space. This is going to be epic.
When?
March 28th. Thursday night, like, get ready to kick off your weekend with us at City Space. We are doing a karaoke night in our theater. We're partnering with Sybil Johnson, who is part of SB John Entertainment, to throw this karaoke night. We have never done this before. I'm really excited
for you.
Do you have a karaoke?
City Space is the perfect place for karaoke.
Yeah, I think so, too. Do you have, like, a favorite song you would sing?
I got a couple.
Okay.
I got a couple. Oasis, like, Wonderwall.
Ooh.
And Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love.
Okay. I'm like a Bohemian Rhapsody kind of girl.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah. Like, long one. I want everybody's, like, head bobbing in the theater, like, at the end of the song. You mentioned not sober. So I think I should say we will have drinks
at this
event. You need a little liquid courage. We know that it's not karaoke. Nobody wants to do karaoke sober. So that will be provided at karaoke night. Please come to this. It's free. Did I mention that? Yeah.
Free karaoke?
Free karaoke at City Space, March 28th.
Damn. What else we got before we leave?
Well, you know what? I think we're doing something really interesting. We're partnering with Speakeasy Stage Company, who I've talked about before. They're a local theater company in Boston. And a dance company, a local dance company called Abilities Dance. They're a company of dancers that are all different types of bodies and abilities and disabilities. And we're partnering with them to sort of do an evening celebrating accessibility in the arts. So Speakeasy Stage Company is coming out with a new play called Cost of Living, which focuses on 4 characters, some who are in the disability community, some are not, and is really about the human connections that they all share. And we thought, how could we take that inspiration and do an evening at City Space where we talk about these things? And so Speakeasy is going to perform a segment of the play live on stage. And also Abilities Dance, who we're teaming up with, they're going to do a wonderful choreographed routine live at City Space. And then Tiziana Daring, host of Radio Boston, is going to interview a panel of community leaders to just talk about accessibility in the arts and really get people's minds thinking about, like, how we can open up arts to more people
in general.
Yeah.
And what day is that?
That is on March 19th.
So that's March 19th, Abilities Dance at City Space.
And Speakeasy Stage.
Right on. Candace.
Yes.
I am so grateful that you took the time to come and share these recs with us.
I'm always so happy to be here. You know that.
You know what I mean? This is our jam.
Get
this
out there and go learn something this month.
Go learn something. Find some peace. Find some community.
Exactly.
Bake. Dance. Sing and make a rug. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for coming through to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan with help from CCU. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus, and it's edited by Samantha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.